This is KUT
Austin.
Stop.
I'm Jennifer Staten. Texas politics has always been filled with colorful and intriguing characters. Austinite Jeff Kerr has written several historical accounts of some of those figures, but for his latest work, he decided to try fiction. Lamar's Folly is a fictitious account of the rise and fall of Mirabeau Lamar and the battles with his political and personal rival, Sam Houston. Kerr and I talked recently about what drew him to the rivalry between those two presidents of the Republic of Texas, especially since, by all accounts, Lamar wasn't really that commanding of a figure.
The difficult thing, or the unfortunate thing for him, was he spoke very slowly. He was not regarded as, you know, tremendously handsome. He was kind of short and frumpy. And a lot of people came away from their first meeting with him thinking that he was not particularly bright because of the way he spoke. You put him in front of a group of people, too, and he would get nervous and hem and haw and just really have a lot of trouble. And yet, he was much more educated than most of the politicians in Texas at the time. He was also, I think, unfortunately, a very self-righteous man and not a good politician in the sense that he let things get under his skin to a larger degree than most other successful politicians. And, of course, the big contrast is with Sam Houston, his arch enemy, not only politically, but personally. They absolutely hated each other.
All right. Well, tell us about Sam Houston, then, in contrast to Lamar.
Oh, Sam Houston. Everybody knows this guy. He's tall, handsome, athletic. The women loved him. He was a big partier. In fact, this was, he was an alcoholic early in his life. Later on, he cleaned up his act. But he was the life of any party he entered, and his supporters absolutely loved him. Now, his detractors absolutely hated him. Lamar thought he was, a drunken braggart. Probably some truth to that. But Houston thought Lamar was, a dull, self-righteous prig. So there was probably some truth in that as well.
So the novel is Lamar's Folly. What's the folly?
The literal folly is about a 6-foot palisade that was built around the Texas Capitol at President Lamar's urging in the late 1830s. Most people thought this was kind of ridiculous. It was meant to keep Indians out of the Capitol, but it was only about 5 or 6 feet tall, so you could simply climb over the thing if you wanted to. I thought it an apt metaphor for the book title because of what Lamar tried to do as president. When he was here in 1838 campaigning for president, he stood on the hill where the Capitol is now and looked towards the river and said, "Gentlemen, this shall be the seat of future empire." He did not use that word empire lightly. He actually meant that. And as president, he intended to incorporate more territory into the Republic of Texas until, hopefully one day, it stretched all the way to the Pacific Ocean. Plan was to first grab New Mexico by diverting the trade that traveled over the Santa Fe Trail to Austin. It didn't go well. This is the Santa Fe expedition. Lamar, like everybody else, thought that Santa Fe was maybe 400 miles away.
A little further.
Yeah. They thought that there was a well-marked trail. They had been told this. There was not. They had been told there was lots of grass on the way for the animals to eat. There's not a blade of grass in a lot of places on the way. And finally, they totally ignored any kind of threat from Indians because, we are white settlers and we can beat those guys. He sent this commission. There were about 300 guys. Governor Armijo of New Mexico did not see this as a peaceful delegation coming to visit him. He saw it as an armed invasion. By the time our guys got there, half the horses were dead because there was no grass. They'd eaten a bunch of them because they'd run out of food as well. It's just an utter disaster. They lost several people to Indian attack. It was no problem at all for Armijo to round these guys up and then march them at gunpoint down to Mexico City. Many of them died along the way. This word got back to Lamar right as he was leaving office. Everybody pretty much hated him by the time he was going out as president.
Was there some fun in writing historical fiction?
There was a lot of fun. And I knew that in bringing about Lamar's downfall, it probably should be not only professional, which was the disaster of his presidency, but also on a personal level. And so I completely invented this affair or hinted affair with a married woman. In the novel, I had it where he intentionally sends the woman's husband off on the doomed Santa Fe expedition, the thinking being that, he'd have more time to spend with her. And that was kind of fun to invent. It's also makes me a little nervous because there might be people that object to that sort of thing, and especially the people who insist on historical accuracy in a historical novel, because there's not a shred of evidence that anything like that ever happened.
I don't necessarily want to perpetuate today's political divide, but I'm interested to hear your thoughts about if that Lamar-Houston relationship and differentiation, if you see that playing out today.
There are many people out there that are extremely passionate about whether or not Houston was a good man or a good president or Lamar was a good president. And what I've found in the feedback that I've gotten from folks and what I've seen in my reading is that it tends to break down along party lines with the right leaning more towards Lamar and the glorified view of Texas history and the left leaning a little bit more towards Houston and the more realistic view of Texas history. And that's a generalization. I know there's lots and lots of exceptions out there. I've done no scientific study, but that's just been my impression from, you know, when people talk to me or raise objections to things they might have read.
Any sense of why it breaks down that way?
I don't know for sure, but I sense that in part it's because of Lamar's attitude that Texas expansion, Texas was the greatest place on earth, that sort of thing. Houston was more of a pragmatist, and he's the one that actually had to resign the governorship because he did not agree with secession from the Union.
Jeff Kerr is the author of Lamar's Folly. And Jeff, we thank you so much for your time and your discussion today.
Well, you're welcome. It's been my pleasure.
Jennifer Staton, KUT News.